today's episode of The Breakaway, presented by Los Rios Community College District. We talked to defender Shane Wheats. So excited to chat with him. And a little bit that I throw for him ahead of time that he laughed more about afterwards than he did during the interview. So that's at the beginning, and then we get into a lot of good stuff. So excited to have him on. And a big match tomorrow against Monterey Bay. If you haven't grabbed your tickets, you still can. It's going to be hot, but it should cool down quite a bit for game time. Shane Wheat coming up on this episode of The Breakaway. Sacramento Republic FC fans, UC Davis Health is here to keep you in the game so you can score a healthier future. From adult and pediatric care to sports medicine and orthopedics, their providers focus on achieving better health for the very young to the young at heart. Find a doctor you connect with at any of their 17 primary care clinics throughout the region, including Davis, Sacramento, Folsom, Roseville, Rockland, and more. Learn how they can support you at choosehealth.ucdavis.edu. At Elk Grove Charter School, our students chase their dreams. Students advance at their own pace. EGCS offers flexible schedules, small class sizes, and accelerated learning in a fully accredited learning environment. We help students balance their academic goals while pursuing their passions in club sports, performing arts, entrepreneurship, and much more. Elk Grove Charter School is now enrolling. Learn more by going to egcs.egusd.net or give us a call at 916-714-1653. We're confident our students will astound you. All right, excited to have today's guest on, Shane Wheat. Good to see you, man. How's everything going? And I know we've talked many times, but good to finally have you. You said this is your first podcast. Well, welcome.
Yeah, it is. It's good to see you, too. Thanks for having me on.
I printed out, I typically look at people's Wikipedia pages to to just kind of do some research.
Yeah.
What are you smiling about?
I don't know, just Wikipedia in general.
Stuff. Yeah. You know, you never know what's going
to
be on
good
here.
Good way to start.
Thank you. It says on here, you know, Shane Wheat is an American soccer player. You're probably thinking, man, this guy really knows what he's doing.
No.
Is an American soccer player, plays as a defender for Sacramento Republic in the USL Championship. Wheat is also a star of the hit Netflix show You.
Ooh.
Wheat was cast in the show in between soccer seasons and drew rave reviews, including his character was such an authentic, has such an authentic feel to him. And when I watch him play soccer, I can't separate him from his character.
That's funny. That's a new one. I haven't seen that in there in a while.
Put that in before this.
Yeah.
You do
that.
Look like him.
I've been getting that for the past like year and a half, 2 years. So it's funny.
Definitely, is it?
Yeah, it's weird because I think just the character himself is like a serial killer, like psycho. So being associated with that has always been like, I don't know if I like it. But I mean, if you look like a guy, you look like him. So it is.
It's not a bad thing. He's also in other shows like Gilmore Girls. No, that's not the show at all. I can't think of what
it's
called.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
There's one more he was in that was a big deal. But I think what was super funny is watching the mic'd up that you did at CHP, where you're like kind of like laughing about like driving crazy, and there was like a.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That cracked me up, and I was like,
All right. Dakota was not feeling good in the car.
What was that like? What was that experience like for you?
It was fun. I'd never really been in a car. Like obviously, I could do donuts all day on Nintendo 64, playing Mario Kart or Need for Speed, whatever. But once you actually get in the car and you start doing donuts, you're trying to drift, it's definitely pretty hard. I think my problem was I would spin the wheel, start going around a corner, but then once I kind of came to level out, I would kind of let my foot off the gas so the car would jolt back into place, and you kind of need to keep the wheels going just to make that transition a little smoother, but I think I caught on at the end.
Yeah.
It just took a little while.
What was it like in the car when they were going around, when you're riding shotgun?
Crazy. They're going like 120 miles an hour around kind of like a longer bend.
Yeah,
but just
completely sideways.
Yeah. Even the fact that the car can do that was kind of shocking to me. It was a little scary, but at the same time, I mean, he was telling me how they had done that a million times before, and he's been training people. Because I was with, I guess, the head honcho, you could say. I don't know the exact term of his, what's it called, of his position. But yeah. He had done it plenty of times before, so obviously you just trust those guys, so it's...
There's not a whole lot you can do once you're in there.
Exactly.
I did it last year, and it was...
You're along for the ride.
Shocking, yeah. Yeah.
They start doing the donuts, and then they're getting the rubber all in the windows, and...
I know.
It's a good time. It was fun.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. I mean, it's been a good start to the year for you guys, obviously. Mm-hmm. You come into Sacramento, and I kind of ask all the new guys this, just so I can kind of feel where they... what were you hearing before you came into Sacramento? I remember right when you signed, you came into the office and talked to you for a little bit, but like, what did you expect before signing with Sacramento?
I knew that Sacramento had decent crowds, and I didn't really know much about the city itself, but I mean, from the team aspect, I knew the team was good. The team mm-hmm. liked to play. The coach wanted the team to play, and they obviously made a strong push last year, just not only in the Open Cup, but I think in the league itself.
Right.
I was in Pittsburgh last year. We both lost in the conference semifinals, mm-hmm. I believe it was. But, coming into it, I mean, I had pretty good expectations of the level and just what was going to happen here. So,
did you talk to Danny about it ahead of time?
Not really. I actually reached out to Danny when I was going to have a phone call with Todd and Mark to kind of get a feel for what they were like, who they were, mm-hmm. and kind of what I was getting myself into. It wasn't necessarily like I was talking to Danny as a recruiting link or process to get me here, but once I kind of had those conversations with my agent and they were figuring things out, I got the ball rolling with Danny.
What about with Russ?
Russ signed before I did. I mean, Russ had done extremely well for himself the previous 2 years, and he had a lot of people calling after him. So I think he was – and I think the nature of how the offseason usually goes is teams are looking for offensive players in particular just because they're more sought after. And so he signed pretty early on. But, I mean, once it came down to it and I'd reached out to Danny, I talked to Russ about it. It was kind of letting the guys know that – this is potentially something I was into and that could happen.
Yeah. Made in the Shade Tent Rentals is your number one choice for tent rentals in Sacramento and throughout Northern California. From concerts and festivals to corporate events, outdoor dining to private special events, construction, manufacturing, or farming, whenever you need shade, whatever the occasion, we've got you covered. Visit madeshade.com to inquire about options. That's madeshade.com. Choosing the right health plan for you and your family is simple with Western Health Advantage. Their plans include wellness programs that put you in the game and on the field with ways to stay fit and healthy. Check out their affordable plans that have been keeping our community strong for over 25 years. Go online to westernhealth.com. That's westernhealth.com for more information.
When you kind of saw the crowd for the first time, like that opening night match, and even last Saturday, which was a good crowd as well. Like, did it blow your expectations away? Like, how did those match up for you?
For sure. There was a couple of times in the game I took a second to myself and I looked around and I was like, oh, this is sweet.
Yeah. And obviously off to the beginning of the season, the amount of goals you guys have led in has been fantastic. The team's playing well. You know, obviously a loss on Saturday, but if you look at the grand scheme of things of who you guys have played and everything, it's been an impressive performance so far in the year. What has been the mentality from you guys and from the center backs and the back line perspective of what do you guys think about going in game to game?
Just consistency, being hard-nosed. Defending is a team thing, team aspect of the game. I don't think you can have just center backs with your wing backs holding it down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could definitely, if you have talented players, I think you can do a fair amount, but the guys in front of you definitely matter a lot. So them back pressing, whether it's Arnold, Luis, Matt, Nick, whoever's in there really, just the guys around you communicating is very important.
When you think about who you have around you and the talented group of center backs that are on the team, with the wing backs, Alder, with Dami, with Jack, you got Danny behind you who you're comfortable with. Did you kind of have system-wise, did you have a comfort coming into a three-back system that you knew, okay, this is how one of the things I want to do? Like, was that one of the reasons why you were attracted to Sacramento's, the way they play and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. We played with not every game. So the last 2 years I was at Pittsburgh.
Right.
We played with a three-back system most of the time.
Oh, okay.
And I was playing on the right side. So I came here, I was playing on the left, which is a bit of an adjustment. It's on my weaker foot, which – you know, it's a challenge for me, and definitely took that head on. It was fun. I mean, I think it kind of pushes you to be a better player, and positionally, it's a little bit different just because the way, like, you have to move your hips or you're opening for a certain pass, it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been good so far. And yeah, I think definitely comfortable being in a three back system. So it was something I was looking for.
How comfortable are you with Vidiello behind you as someone who's talking to you guys constantly, coming in knowing you're going to have that you're already kind of know what to expect?
Very. I think he's a great player, great shot stopper. His reaction time is excellent. So knowing we have him behind us, him communicating, I think is a big plus. It's always comforting knowing you can trust your goalie behind you, because having that like center back goalie connection is huge. And knowing you can trust the guy, I think, makes you more. You can be more aggressive stepping forward, mm-hmm. or you know you're gonna have cover behind you. So it helps a lot.
Which I mean, Vidiello's got a top notch beard. I saw. Was that his? I think that was his brother's or his college friends last weekend.
I think it was college friends.
College friends.
Yeah.
By the way, the color of their beards were like spot on. I saw the picture.
Amazing. They looked the bald caps too. Yeah. Unreal. They were getting some chants going on.
I know.
There. Did you hear them?
I did. I heard the Sacramento chants. Every time he got a save, I heard that, the reaction from up there.
They had a Danny chant as well. They were singing a song for him.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, man. All right. I mean, gotta hopefully
get the whole stadium on that.
I know. We do. Vidiello, obviously, top-notch beard. But
yeah.
I feel like Connor Donovan, his beard's getting there. It's getting...
I don't know, man. I don't know if it comes close to Danny's. He's got a... I think if he could grow it out, or did grow it out,
yeah.
It looks pretty thick. So Danny could have his hands full.
I think...
Could be some competition.
It's weird seeing Connor now grow it out and like it... Because Danny, that's all I've seen him as, right. Is with the beard. So it's like growing at a weird shape, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it's not a... You know, in a good way.
It's a little bushy.
Yeah. It's definitely... Yeah. But yeah, he's got a long way to go to get to Danny for sure. Okay, so what are the things you've been checking out in Sacramento or around this area since moving out? Because this is your first time, living on the West Coast, right? You've been mostly like Midwest, East Coast.
Yeah. Well, so I was born in San Diego. I lived there until I was like five, but I don't really remember it too much, so I wouldn't really count that. Otherwise, it's been good. I mean, it's obviously different. Different speed of things, I think. And then I've enjoyed the farmers markets. Mm. I think that's a cool aspect of things. So you don't really have that back home, walking out there. And then just exploring different restaurants. My girlfriend was in town for a couple months, so I was able to kind of get out. I feel like when she's in town, I definitely do a lot more things. She's kind of pushing me to get out there. So that was nice.
What have you been like visiting around various places, Tahoe? I feel like that when guys come here, okay, I want to go figure out this place. I want to go to this place. Have you done any of that?
A little bit. I went to Sonoma with my girlfriend and Russ and his fiance.
Okay.
So we were there for like a day and a half. We checked out Muir Woods. And then haven't been out to Napa, which I've been wanting to do. Haven't been out to Tahoe yet, but that's definitely on the checklist.
Yeah. It's funny seeing different guys, like some guys on their off days are going and some guys are a little more, a little less. I'm trying to think who are the ones who, I know Jack's got family in town this last weekend, so he was checking
out. I went to San Francisco too.
Oh, you did?
That out.
Okay.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. We went to a Giants-Dodgers game while we were there, kind of bounced around, went to, I think, Mission Park.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Tried Irish coffee. I forget the restaurant or the breakfast spot it's called, but.
Good Irish coffee? Yeah. Not a huge Irish coffee fan.
No.
I'd rather have Bailey's.
So an Irish coffee is just standard, just like a shot with coffee. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was just
a thing. No, it's
to
a
that spot or okay.
No, you can probably if you say Irish coffee, you could typically not coffee shops, but like restaurants, yeah.
Yeah.
I had Irish coffee before the US men's national team game against who was it? Oh, it was against Netherlands.
Okay.
So how was bad that? Memories.
That was in the World Cup?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, not great, but, you know, it was good. It might have been a double, though. That might have been part of the problem.
You said you went to the game?
No, I was just watching it. A bunch of us went down to a bar here locally. If I'd have went,
I was going
to
say, that'd be crazy.
That would be crazy. What has it been like, you know, kind of getting acclimated to the team side? I know last year you come in, there's not that many new guys on the team this year compared to 2 years ago when it was a full new roster. Right. But you know some guys coming in. You know Russ, you know Danny. I'm sure you knew other guys from various stops. But what has it been like getting acclimated to the team? I know we're, almost halfway through the season, but...
Yeah, it's been a relatively easy transition. I think just the adjustment from coming from the East Coast and then the time change, just talking to family, things like that is a little different. But as for the guys on the team, they're all solid guys. So it's not hard to get acclimated. And I don't know, just especially when everybody's so welcoming, it's an easy transition.
What any specific guy? I mean, obviously you know Russ and Danny, but like, who are the guys in practice and training that like you pretend like I want to stop this guy? I know, like I always ask Danny, like who's the loudest on PKs, and he always has an answer for me. But like, who's the talks the most trash to you at training?
I don't know.
Hasn't been too much.
I don't, it's like general trash talk. So it has more so to do with, I think if we're doing, say, small sided, a team will kind of start chirping. It's, I don't think there's one guy in particular that will talk a lot of trash. But I always like going up against Russ just because he gets so heated, man. He's so competitive. And I love just giving him like a hard shoulder or an elbow or something like that. It's
because I feel like he thrives on physicality, though, right?
He does.
Yeah,
he eats it up.
He's got that hockey mentality.
We've had a couple clashes in training where it's just like a hard, like shoulder to shoulder, but he knows it's coming. I do too. There was a time I think in training where somebody played a ball into him. He was checking back to the ball, and I was right up his back. And as soon as he got the ball, I just gave him a shove right in the back. He fell down, and I turn around. I'm kind of running back, getting in position, and he runs towards me. And I turn around, and as he runs past me, he gives me, like, a hard shoulder bump. Just, like, ball is not even near us. He's just being a dick, you know, so.
What is the that's amazing.
But it's to be expected. That, like, I know that's coming from him. I know that's how Russ is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I kind of like it, too.
Yeah. I'm sure he does, too, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
What do you think the success of this team this year can be attributed to? Is just a collection of good roster, so many talented players, you guys having like one mentality? Like, what's the thing you feel like, all right, this is why we've been so good so far?
I think Mark and Todd have done a good job of just trying to cultivate a certain culture, and I think that's kind of spread through the guys. So I think the guys are all very bought into what we're doing. I think everybody's coming to training every day. There's a lot of competition on the team. There's a lot of great players. So, I mean, they almost don't even have to do that much to really get guys going. Because you don't get to this level without being competitive in some way. Mm-hmm. Whether that's just trying to, like, perfect your craft or that's just your competitive nature in general. I mean, everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to be on the field. So... I think they've done a good job. Excuse me.
What about, I mean, I think I asked Timmer about this, and I'll ask you about it too. What about, do you center backs like have like a little bet on like, all right, who's going to score the most goals this year? Is like, is that something you guys chat about? He basically was like, I don't ever go up, so it's not going to be me. And I was like, well, you never know, man. Like, you have a crack.
I don't think, we don't really have a bet per se, but I don't know. I'm waiting for... I got to get on the end of one of these. I've had a goal in the past couple of years, so each year in the past couple of years, I got to get one going. But, I mean, I'm waiting for Connor to score one, too. He's always flying in with, like, a dolphin header. This guy's crazy, man. He just throws his body at anything. I love it.
He's come out to me multiple times after the game, been like, oh, man, did you see that header I almost had?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, man, I did. Take care of yourself, dude. Be careful.
I know. He's dangerous.
Yeah. But he wants one. Yeah, you can tell he's really for sure. He's really itching.
Well, that's what you need. You need to be aggressive on corners or free kicks. That's, I mean, we do a great job defensively of winning a lot of balls in the air, but I mean, I think it's time we put one in the back of the net offensively.
Well, you get brought in as a sub this past weekend.
I don't know. That was crazy, huh?
Yeah.
A little forward action. Yeah.
What was going on there?
They were just throwing me up there to cause chaos, get my head on the end of something. I think – and. We ended up not really getting a ton of service in the box once I got in, unfortunately. But like the 5-10 minutes before then, the guys were slinging balls in the box.
Right.
It was pretty chaotic. They were doing a good job of at least trying to create some chances. Mm-hmm.
What do they tell you in that moment? You're a little bit of a fish out of water, right?
For sure. But they were telling me to stay in between the center backs, kind of keep them close to me, and I guess free up some room for Russ or whoever's going to be floating in the pocket. So. Just muck it up, really.
I'm sure you love that, right? Not too many times defenders get a chance to play forward, right?
Yeah, it's fun. Like you said, a little bit of a fish out of water at times. I was like, okay, what am I doing here? But, you know, you just – I actually thought I was going to have an opportunity at one point. Somebody played a ball in the Russ, and I was kind of running off his shoulder. I was telling him to flick it, and I thought I was going to be in, but he didn't end up doing it.
Do you think your teammates kind of maybe are like a little hesitant giving you the ball in those situations? Not obviously aerially, that's a whole different game, but like when you're wanting the ball at your feet in those attacking positions?
I'm sure. I don't know how you couldn't. Like there's times where you know you're passing somebody the ball and you don't want to like stitch them or put them in an awkward situation. So, I mean, maybe. But at the end of a game like that, I don't think anybody's really thinking that because you're just trying to make a play. You're trying to make the next thing happen, trying to get a chance, an opportunity, a goal, whatever, you know, so.
First loss at home last Saturday in a match that you guys controlled, just couldn't scrape, get a goal. What was the conversation? I know Briggs talked to you guys after the game, but what was the mentality and the conversations like in the locker room after the match?
Definitely sad and frustrated. It's always difficult when you lose, but you just got to keep pushing forward. I don't think you can let yourself get too high or low emotionally, and that was part of his message. So you just got to put it behind us and just be ready to work for the next week leading up to this next game.
And, you know, obviously it's a long season, right? We're almost halfway through, but you guys have been playing really well. You've beaten some of the top teams in the league. Does that give you confidence? Like how do you balance the – we're playing really well against these really top teams, and then we have a team that's, you know, kind of bottom of the table come in. How do you stay mentally focused for those games?
I think you just got to come in with confidence and just know that you're going to be putting in the effort. I mean, we're a top team, so everybody's going to be bringing their best.
Right.
I don't think we have the luxury to kind of let up. And maybe sometimes it is difficult. I think just in the nature of sports, people are always thinking like regardless if it's soccer, football, basketball, whatever it is, if your top team's playing a bottom team, maybe they'll take it lightly and it could be an opportunity to kind of squeak out a win for the bottom team. But it just comes down to effort and just staying motivated. I think harping on the principles of what we've been working on all year and continuing to move forward.
Well, last question before you go, like what has been your favorite part of being in Sacramento so far?
Favorite part of Sacramento
can be it can be anything. It can be soccer related, it can be city related, or whatever.
I think honestly, just playing on grass.
Oh
yeah, been
I
playing
like that.
On turf for so long. It's just gets old.
Yeah,
beats up the joints.
Sure,
but that the fans can't go wrong with that. Like 10,000-11,000 fans a game is nuts. It's definitely the most I've ever really played.
Yeah.
Play for.
Saturday was
consistently
nuts.
At least, yeah.
Right. Saturday was a pretty solid crowd.
Brewfest too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see my hat?
Time. I did. I saw a little cream on your face from a pie or something.
Yeah, so it was my birthday on Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. I saw yours is coming up. We're about the same age. This is based on your Wikipedia page.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I'm a month older than you. I wasn't ready for it. They got me last year, but I kind of thought something was coming this year. I was like, there's no way they're going to give me a cake in the face.
Yeah.
And I did not. I mean, it was full
Took
force.
It like a champ, though.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do at that point?
I saw
right?
the hat, too. You have some beer in there?
Yeah. So I had like a...
Were you actually sipping on it, or was it just for show?
No. Good question. I kept spilling on myself crazy.
Yeah. There's no lid on it?
No, that was an issue.
Mm.
I should have thought about
Wardrobe
that.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, that's right. It was also IPA.
Okay.
So are you a beer guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so IPA, not great to like sip. Like,
oh, definitely.
Through a straw.
Right.
And like you have to like really suck through this straw to get it.
Nice.
So by the time it got to me, not only was it not that cold.
Yeah, I was going to say lukewarm, I'm sure.
And it's very like bubbly. It's not like straight beer.
Okay.
So, and not great taste all
Live
the way
and you
through.
Learn.
Yeah, but listen. Lagunitas is a great product. I really enjoyed it when I had it before I tried to sip it through the straw, but it was a good time. I spilled on a couple people. I spilled on one fan. Sorry to the member of the match who, when I was interviewing him, I spilled to him. But listen, it's a casualty, right? It's Brewfest.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, it's
I think it's going to be a merch hat now. I think it's going to be in the merch store. That's my. I'm going to try and make it happen.
Are you going to sign it and sell it off? Or are you saying you're going to get buy them in bulk and
no?
Start
I'm definitely
those?
Not going to sign. I'm not going to devalue the product like that. But yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. So, well, thanks, man. This was a lot of fun. First podcast. What'd you think?
It was a good time. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate you coming on. And this is coming out next week. I'm gonna have to cut that for people. I'm sorry. But thanks for coming on, man. This was a lot of fun, and I'm excited to have a couple more home games. Get to see you guys in person.
So thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course, dude. Yeah. Appreciate it. Right on. Thanks, Sierra. Our thanks to Shane Wheat for jumping on the podcast. Thank you for listening. We've had three straight weeks of a couple good episodes. We hope you've been enjoying it. Please rate, review, subscribe, or follow. And if you do see me at the matches, come tell me what you want me to do on these podcasts. You want me to keep talking to players? Let me know what you think. It is much appreciated. I've had many fans come up and talk to me about the podcast and how much they love it, or they have ideas for me, which I appreciate as well. We will see you tomorrow, Saturday, July 1st, for Salute to Service night. You can still grab your tickets. And another big opportunity for Republic to take home 3 points. Thanks again, and as always, go Republic!